Gemara and Tes Zayinim and Aleph is continuing this discussion of what you can and cannot sell to an idolater. Amar Vada Barava, so Rav Vada Barava says, Ein mochrin lehen ashashish shel barzel. You're not allowed to sell them thick pieces of barzel. Why? Mishim dechashim minayu kli zayin, because you can make weapons out of them. So then the Gemara says, oh, well then you shouldn't be able to sell them anything, not even farming tools, because then they could also, you know, reshape them into weapons. So Amar Vizavid with Harzala Hindua. We're talking about Indian iron, which apparently was only for weapons. So the Gemara asks, "Ha'ina de kamazab binan?" But we in fact sell iron to them nowadays. So Amar Vashi le parsai de magnui levan. We're only allowed to sell this iron to the Persians because they defend us. During the times of the Gemara, the Jews lived, or many of the Jews lived in the Persian Empire, and so therefore, selling the iron to the Persians was going to the very soldiers that were protecting them. That's what Rashi says. So Tosos there, Maschal Parsai, not sure if this is Halach Lamaisa, but it's an interesting idea. Venir Dana Nami Sharina and Hashta Limchor Lavadichavim Klizain Mehaitaima. So Tosos says for this reason we can continue selling iron and metals to, I guess, whatever place that you live, if that government is protecting you and making sure that there is, you know, national security. The Gemara a little further down asks about a shor shel patam, a fattened ox. So mahu, meaning can you sell it to an idolater? And this is a question because this animal is not fit for malacha like a typical ox would be. So then maybe you don't have the issue of mechamer and shvisas behemto and those issues. So the Gemara says that this is a question both for Rav Yehuda and for the Rabbanan. So why is it a question for Rav Yehuda? Because ad kan lo kashar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda didn't permit the sale of large animals el bishfura, except in the case of a maimed animal. To lo asil cha malacha, because that animal will obviously never be able to work, so you know it's for shrita, so you don't have a problem. Havahai, techi mashe lei, asil cha malacha. But in this case of the fattened ox, so if the idolater purchases it and then just waits and, you know, lets it lose weight, so it could all of a sudden be good for malacha. So it might be different. So Tosos, Diver Maschal, Aval, the second to last Tosos, not the last one. So Tosos says, Tema lamali hai taima, tepuk le mishum di yi ma she le, mefita masi memar kechush mecharo lo, ki hegi di agazir ban vashvura. Dolo isi memar shlema machro lo. So why do we need this reason that we're concerned, perhaps the purchaser, the idolater who purchased the animal will, you know, let it get skinny again, he'll help it lose weight. Why do we need to say that? Why don't we just say an answer that this idea is brought up in Tosfos a few times already that we've mentioned, that we have this Marasayan issue, just like by the Shvura, that we're afraid that people will see the animal and they'll think that the animal, let's say, got fattened up after you sold it. But you sold it as a skinny animal, as a healthy animal that could work, and they'll obviously get the wrong idea and think that you can do such a thing. So Tosfos answers, "Yishlomar devade b'shfur yesh legzor the kevin derban islim ervinan ala zacher imkin mashalos man meruba." So Tosfos answers, "No, it's different by shfura. There we have a gzera, because after all, the person could hang on to the animal for a while as a maimed animal. He could wait for it to heal. It could still be used for revia, and therefore we are concerned. We don't want people to get the wrong idea." But regarding the issue of fattening the cow, so in a small amount of time, no one's going to think that, oh, in that short amount of time since the sale, that it was the idolater who fattened up the cow. They'll know that you must have sold them that cow, as already it was very fattened up and not fit for malacha. And that's why we need the reason that we mentioned in the Gemara, that perhaps the issue will be is that once the animal's purchased, he will actually help the animal lose weight and be fit for malacha once again.